This is the Aero News Touch and Go with aviation news and brief for July 6th. I'm Paul Plack. A Cessna 182P went down about 2 miles short of Catalina Airport in the sky off the California coast last Thursday afternoon after the pilot radioed a report of chest pains. NASA's shuttle fleet not only will not be retired in time for the end of the federal fiscal year September 30th, but will still be flying into the next calendar year. Northrop Grumman has won a $30 million DARPA contract to demonstrate high-altitude refueling operations conducted completely unmanned by two Global Hawk UAVs. In response to Pinnacle Airlines' announcement of the purchase of Mesaba last week, pilot union leaders at Pinnacle, Mesaba, and Colgan say they're cautiously optimistic, but all have made official statements with hints that the strength of a larger operation will also mean the strength of a larger pilots group. American Eagle pilots, represented by ALPA, aren't so sure their concerns will be heard if a divestiture of their airline being considered by AMR Corp comes to pass. Sikorsky Aerospace Services has signed a memo of understanding with Job Performance Associates of Jacksonville, Florida, for development of interactive multimedia training products linked to Sikorsky's technical publications. A new 10.3% tax on airline tickets for flights originating in India went into effect on July 1st. And the pilot of an unregistered two-place aircraft that went down in Gull Lake in Minnesota in June of last year has been sentenced to 240 days in jail and 6 years probation and fined $1,500 for operating the plane while intoxicated. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, a preview of this weekend's Arlington fly-in in Washington State from Executive Director Barb Tolbert. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.